This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1076. I quit my job, rejecting the clear career path and going out on my own. Part 2, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I'm your narrator, Dan, and I am back with you today. And I've got part 2 of this post, which I started for you yesterday. That was episode 1075, Sunday's show. So if you didn't happen to hear that one, I would recommend going back and getting caught up. But if you're all ready for part 2, let's do it as we continue optimizing your life. I quit my job, rejecting the clear career path and going out on my own. Part 2, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. Each time I left a job, I thought that maybe my next job would be the dream job that I could work for in a few decades until I'd saved enough money to retire. I kept telling myself that eventually I'd find a place where I'd be happy, and where I'd finally find that passion that just seemed to be missing in my professional life. After 5 years of working as a lawyer, it began to dawn on me that maybe I was going about this career thing all wrong. When I think about it, all of the moves I made were based around a basic framework that a lot of us live in, where a good career means going to a good school, getting a good job, and working that type of job for the next several decades. It never once occurred to me that there were other ways to make a living beyond a regular job, even as I was going around making money in different ways each month. The interesting thing is that when you look at the work history of a lot of attorneys my age, you often see a pretty similar-looking resume. Lawyers jumping around from job to job and from firm to firm. I have a sneaking suspicion that a lot of lawyers are like me, unhappy with their careers and looking for the next thing around the corner that they think might make them happier. But instead of looking outside of their career, they keep working in the only framework they know, finding another lawyer job doing basically the same thing. I know that's what I was doing for a long time. So how will I make a living? So now that I've made this move, how exactly am I going to make a living? First, my hope is that this blog continues to grow. I've struggled the last few weeks to write this post, wanting to get this post done before writing anything else. My goal in the coming months is to get on a more regular publishing schedule and publish more often. I have a backlog of 200-plus topics in my notes app just waiting to get out there, and I'm thinking of new topics every single day. The beauty of this blog is that there's no cap on how much it can grow. I know what I make now. If I keep working on it, I should be able to keep making more just with the natural growth of this blog. Second, I've got a nice benefit of pretty much being able to support my lifestyle with all of my side hustles that I've been doing over the years. As silly as many people think it is to go around walking dogs or delivering food on my bike, there's actually money to be made there. Enough that it can actually hold you over while you pursue your dreams and passions. Over the past few years, I've consistently been able to make between $1,000 and $3,000 per month while working an inflexible full-time job. That alone can pretty much cover my life, as most months I only spend between $2,000 and $3,000 for the month. And if I have more time on my hands and more flexibility in my day, I'm pretty sure I can make even more. Of course, while I do advocate chasing whatever dreams you have, I definitely have to recognize that not everyone can make a move like this. I'm super privileged compared to most people, and not everyone will be in a position to just quit their jobs and go all in on their dreams and passions. After all, I have no kids yet, and no one relies on my income. I was fortunate enough to make enough money when I was working that I could pay off my student loans, so I don't have a lot of bills to pay. And most importantly, I'm married, and my wife makes enough from her job that we'd be totally fine living on just her income. Although, to be fair, my wife is a business owner and has to earn her income on her own using her own wits, not from an employer. In other words, she's hustling and taking risks too. I've been working on this blog for years now, and for most of that time, I thought all this blog could really be is a side project. I always said that I'd like to blog full-time if I could, but I never really seriously thought that was something I could do. I was so ingrained in my clear career path thinking, and even though I couldn't find that right job, I kept working in that framework, telling myself that eventually I'd find the right job, even though I had a job that I'd been creating for years right in front of me. I know this isn't an original post. There are lots of other bloggers out there that have done the same thing, to the point where the I quit post is pretty cliche now. What I hope this post does do is inspire you to think a little bit about what you're doing with your life. Too often, I think we get stuck in our own heads about what we're supposed to do and what's possible. We work in the framework that friends and family and society give us, rarely venturing outside of that framework. My overarching theme with this blog, I think, has always been to challenge yourself to think a little bit differently. At least, that's what I'm trying to do. We'll see what happens. You just listened to part two of the post titled, I Quit My Job, Rejecting the Clear Career Path and Going Out on My Own, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Kevin, who started this blog to share what he's learned about money and side hustling over the years, as well as to document his own journey towards financial independence. It's his hope that his experience and knowledge can help you out in some way. So check out more from him at FinancialPanther.com. But that does it for today here on Optimal Work Daily. I appreciate you being here with me each and every day and listening all the way to the end. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.